Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting program that comes out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Dix.
Atta baby Tony!
Boom! Bubba Gumpino, he's a Canadian sage of the beard of wonder. What?
Today, Tony.
Fucking dark beard is really growing on me.
Yeah, you're that thing's getting darker by the day.
Brucey Bruce! Oh, what no. The fuck? Oh, no.
No.
For those of you that don't know, Bruce's only job here is not Hammer Down. It is not doing stuff for Pat's show. Bruce does other stuff, and he currently is on a meeting. We wish him the best of luck. I do have picks for the Valspar. Whatever the doubles tournament is this week in golf, I got Bruce's picks.
Let's play two.
Let's play two.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, what's up?
Baby,
Tony!
Man.
Oh, man. Let's go. Let's go. We're solo dolo back here. I'm a little double action, but you know, we got a Lakers game tonight. It's probably the biggest one of the season so far.
Let's go.
So let's go.
It is.
Here we go.
You know why? Because it's this game.
It's this fucking game, and it's fucking playoff fucking time.
Because it's the next fucking game.
The next fucking game.
All right, on the show, this is a gambling show, and people get mad if you don't talk about your fucking record, so let's talk about how we did last night. I was 0-1 in basketball with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I was 0-2 in NHL because I took the Flyer on overtime in Devils Rangers, and I also took I don't know, all the dogs won last night, and I had a favorite. I had another favorite that I can't remember, but 7-1 in baseball last night. That was the good side of me. The only team that didn't win was Houston Astros, first 5.5. Chris Bassett pitched very, very well. How about you, Saya?
Here we go. Reds, loser. Giants, loser. Devils, loser. Celtics win.
There you go.
Yanks loss. Bolts, never a doubt.
That was on you for going with fucking Clark Schmidt. You should know better.
I mean, I see Yankees at a number like that, and I just have to. I'm doing it again tonight. Like, I have to.
Okay. That kid's actually decent.
Yeah. Avs and Jets, I mean, did not have the... Pretty rattled the Stars didn't win game one after seeing what's happened in the Western Conference, because we could be sitting pretty with every other fucking favorite losing, dude.
Yeah, the last night in the NHL was kind of awesome because all the dogs fucking... I mean, it wasn't really a close game, so it wasn't that awesome. But all the dogs won pretty handily last night in the NHL, which sets up hopefully for a really nice rest of the first round of the playoffs. In the NBA, on the other side, all the favorites won and covered. Celtics, Cavs, and Suns.
The Clippers not covering was criminal.
Yeah, so yeah, the Clippers were up early. As a basketball player, I love Devin Booker. We watched him in person when we were out in Phoenix. He is very, very smooth. So that was pretty much last night. What's going on today in Chomps?
We are today. Inter 1-1, Man City 0-0. Haaland skied a fucking penalty, dude.
Okay.
Dude, big names are missing. Like, Salah's missed his last two, missed the net. Haaland just fucking skied one.
It's weird. So today we'll do whatever baseball's left. We will do... You got a dog in your place?
Can't have that in an apartment building. We got a shipyard strike. We got dogs barking.
Speaking of dogs, what are you wearing right now?
This tarp?
Yeah, I can't see what it is. Who's number? Oh! Let's go!
Just came in. I might have jumped the gun.
I hope he's number five.
He hasn't really said he's five, but I kind of took it into my own head.
I hope he is five. But we have NHL playoffs. We have NBA playoffs. We got PGA. I got a couple picks there. What else? Baseball.
A lot of ball games today.
Baseball. Yeah, let's get into them now because they're starting right now. I did have one that started at 3 o'clock. And boy, oh boy, is it going well. Had Oviedo, who's been actually pitching really well for the Buccos, versus Gomer, who has not been pitching well. And the Buccos have just been taking the Rockies out back. They are up 9-0 right now, so that's a good start to that one. One that just they're in the third now, so I don't know what the live line is. But I had Cubs full game money line minus 160. I felt like that was kind of a short price. Yeah. Because Steele has been pitching really well versus, and it's the A's. So
Stroman's got the best ERA in baseball right now.
So on the Cubbies there, did you have anything early that's going on right now?
I'm on the Mets with Scherzer first five.
Yeah, I wanted to see what's going on there.
Yeah, and then Cubs also. I mean, Dodgers didn't look great again last. I guess Kershaw pitched well, but.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into the rest of the games today that are going to be starting here soon. 4:10, Milwaukee is at Seattle. It's not my favorite pick of the night. I struggled for a long time trying to decide if I even wanted to put this on the ticket or not. But I'm going to. Mariners first five money line because Lauer has not been great. Now, Marco Gonzalez hasn't been great either, but Lauer's been worse. I normally would leave this one alone, but I put Mariners first five money line on there for somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. I don't know. Mariners look like shit, though, but I feel like they got to snap out of it. I'll die with Marco with you, Phil.
Okay. And then let's see here. Atlanta at San Diego. I don't want any part of Chucky Ballgame or Nick Martinez. So I'm out.
Dude, Chucky, you just got to bet the Braves right now.
Oh, well,
the Braves
yeah.
are just better. Like,
that's the side, yes.
Yeah, give me Braves first five money line for sure.
A's still in the Bronx. Griffin Cannon goes against Johnny Brito, who two good starts, one bad start, if I remember correctly from this morning. But I'll just say the last start was the bad start, so I'll see how he bounces back for a young guy. I'll stay away.
Put me down for a burrito. I'll die with you.
Kyle Bradish, I believe he's got a 1.2 innings pitched on the year. Goes against Mackenzie Gore. They were good 1.2 innings. Mackenzie Gore has been good. I'm still not in the ballpark yet where I'm going to bet the Nats, but that's the side. If you made me pick tonight, I would go, but I'm not.
No, thank you.
Okay. Oh, Twins are still in Boston. Joe Ryan. Yeah.
For sale, 11Ks, dude.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Not bad.
I believe the Twins did get the plus a half first five on that one. Yeah. Joe Ryan goes against Corey Kluber. I took Joe Ryan last week in Yankee Stadium. Remember Bruce said, "What the fuck are you doing?
You ever been to a game?
You ever been to a game in Yankee Stadium?" Joe Ryan's a guy who's – that didn't happen. So I'm going to take Joe Ryan again in Fenway. I got the Twins first five money line minus 140.
I'll pass.
When you pass on a Sox game and I'm on the other side, it makes me feel good because I know you want to be on the other side. You just can't do it.
Yeah, I just don't. For the Sox right now, it's just all about how the pitching matches up.
Yeah. And Klubs, you're not – Klubs is
– Klubs hasn't – he has not been good. Not been good.
And then the last one, I can't get behind Berrios or Luis Garcia. I don't know what to
do. I'll die with the Strohs getting a half at home. Have to. Do it again.
Okay. Sounds good. I get it. After last night, I just fucking. Is Bassett back?
Bassett Hound?
Yeah.
Two good starts in a row.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So is he back? He's back then.
I don't think Berrios is, though. Garcia's been fucked up with the pitch clock and not be able to do his fucking dance around on the mound.
It's just fucking pitch, okay? Figure it out. Let's go to the NBA tonight.
Yes.
Lakers, Grizz, Heat, Bucks, T-Wolves, and the Nuggets. Is Ja playing? Do we know?
We do not know if Ja's playing yet. He's, I think it's a doubtful or questionable when I looked, and I'm trying to find on Twitter, and I just keep searching Ja's fucking name, hoping for something to come up, and nothing. So
yeah, he's listed a game time decision here. Lakers are good; they're healthy.
I think he's probably going to warm up and then see how it is. So I think he'll probably play, just because they haven't listed him out yet.
That broken hand can't be good.
No,
no way.
Can't be.
I don't think it's broke. If it was broken to the point where he can't play at all, and they would know, and like they would say something. I think they would say something.
No, I agree
personally.
There could be some gamesmanship going on. I am gonna go. You know what? I'll go Lakers money line tonight.
Yeah, I'm on that side as well, Tony. I don't beat them game one. I don't see how they. I don't know. I don't see them bouncing back. I think the Lakers got a chance to really. They win this one. They are sitting pretty going back home. I think this is the one that you. It's not a must have for the Lakers, but it is huge in the series.
Mitt, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm going Lakers money line here. Obviously,
fucking
I'm going Lakers
team dribble. Line.
Team dribble. but I'm hoping for a big D'Angelo Russell game, actually. Austin Reeves and Hiruchiyama.
Nailed it.
Yep, there we go. They both balled out last game. Two obviously great role players, but I think the stars are going to come out. And I think AD's probably going to have 35. I like that. Okay. And then also, D-Lo to have 25.
I want none of nothing. Nothing to do with the Heat and Bucks game.
Really?
Give me the Heat, or not the Heat, sorry. Give me the Bucks.
Okay.
Nuggets, Moneyline Parlay, -120.
Do we know if Giannis is going? Is he a game time decision? We know.
He'll be in there.
Okay.
Giannis, it seems not really the same.
You know what made me not? It made me not worry at all when Sham said he might have to take a couple fucking Tylenol.
Yeah,
that might have been the wildest statement. We're talking about a guy.
I might have to take a couple Tylenol.
I would be worried about my team if the lads weren't popping a few Advil before getting out there.
I mean, I popped a couple Advil just to come into work today, and I mean,
that was really shit, man. But let me know how you're doing at 37.
I mean. Dude, the Heat kind of fucking stink, honestly.
Where are you going?
I'm going Milwaukee Bucks -8.5. I think Milwaukee takes control of the series. They could win by 20 fucking five.
Okay. And then I don't love it, but I'm going to lay the 8.5 with the Denver.
Yeah. That T-Wolves team ain't doing it for me.
Actually, I don't want to lay the 8.5. I'm just going to go Lakers money line, Nuggets money line, +140 parlay.
I'm going to throw the over of that total game, over 222, into a Lakers money line, Bucks money line, and the over of 222 into a parlay, but that's the only thing I'm doing with that game. And I also, that's the 10 o'clock game. I fell asleep watching the 10 o'clock game last night. So
I also love the boost. It's LeBron and Jokic to each score 20 and get 6 assists for the boost, +250.
That boost did hit last night.
Not the 6-point first quarter one, but the 25-point one did hit, yeah, which was awesome.
Mark me down for that one, too.
Bruce, anything to say? Oh, fucking, yeah, it's cold outside and... Ladies and gentlemen,
it's so cold. It was hot, but then I put on a jacket, and now I'm cold.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Bruce.
Best one yet, Bruce. Boys. Best one yet. Bruce.
All the dogs last night.
Boys,
Nick.
What the fuck happened last night?
And it wasn't even close.
Road dogs, all of them.
Wasn't even close.
Fucking Jesse James of the NHL.
The road dog, Jesse James.
Oh, you didn't know?
The badass Billy Gunn.
Hold some money!
Yeah, Nick, what the fuck, dude?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I thought we had something figured out there, and we obviously did not.
Favorite team lost to the fucking crack house. This is bullshit.
Yeah. All those teams scored the first goal. All those teams were road teams. All those teams went on to win, and none of those games were
crack house particularly ain't no fucking joke.
Really in danger of losing that lead. It was.
Let me ask you this, Nick.
A lot of duds from the homeboys. What's up?
On Monday.
Yep.
I took the Caniacs and the Bruins.
Yeah.
No, I did not take the Bruins. Sorry. The Caniacs and the Stars.
Yes, you did. You tricked us with the Caniacs, but...
Any reason why I shouldn't do the same tonight?
No.
I don't see one, to be honest. I'm taking B's 60-minute money line just to get some better odds on it at 145.
Okay.
Carolina, I'll stick with at 170. The Islanders played a decent game in that one. It wasn't like Carolina...
Who's fucking... Is Elko fucking spinning the thing again? What fucking?
There's sound of the siren. Yeah, you're right. Before
football,
I can't believe I almost.
What random football coach are they drawing out tonight?
Let me look.
You look at the siren sounded, but I'm inclined to stick with the. To switch to the Caniacs this time. I thought that game one would have been the Islanders' best shot.
I believe. Let me make sure this isn't a reply tweet.
Right.
Fucking, I believe it's fucking Bates Battaglia.
Oh, Canes legend.
Double B.
Hell of a player in his day.
And RJ Davis, who plays for UNC.
Okay.
RJ Davis is actually a huge name.
Yeah, he's good.
It's Battaglia as a fucking dog.
Bates will get the Caniacs going. He'll have them jumping in there. So let's go with the Caniacs. I'm flipping. You were on the first time. I'm flipping over to your side. Carolina at home against Sorokin. I expect another tight one, but I think Carolina gets it done.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the Caniacs. You said you were on the Bees. I expect the Stars to get one. Get one tonight.
Dumpy.
Come on, lads. Tonight's the night. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, well, now it's that much harder with Joey Pavs in concussion protocol. We don't know when
we're going to see that. I'm glad we got the two-minute power play after they decapitated our captain's head off the ice. That was, maybe you get a five for that.
But we'll get into this much more in the weeds on That's Hockey Talk tonight, youtube.com/ That's Hockey Talk.
Hell yeah.
But what'd you want out of that, Gumpy? What'd you want? It was a pretty legal hit. It was maybe a tad late, but...
Well, maybe a tad late.
It was a fucking 5 minute. Give it at least a double minor, dude. You get a 2 minute penalty for fucking falling into the boards, man.
Maybe you throw a two for interference on there. They gave him the two for the roughing afterwards, but I see what you're saying. I have to believe Dallas bounces back and gets one at home tonight.
Okay.
Minnesota's good, but Dallas is very good in their own right. They're pretty evenly matched. I Gumpy mentioned it. We were having a casual chat about this morning. Minnesota came out. They're flying around, hitting everybody. It's hard to keep that up as a road team to like the second game of the series. So I expect a much better game from your Stars tonight, Gumps.
I don't think Gustavsson does it fucking again.
Okay. Let me see.
Yeah, he's got more. Whoa. He's got more important shit to do. It's fine.
What's going on, dudes?
What's going on, boys?
Nothing makes me sadder than the Devils lost their bladder in their home game.
They did not look good.
No, they did
look bad. The Islanders. I'm ready to fade them tonight.
Good.
Yeah, we're on the Caniacs.
Fucking team.
Let's go.
Bruce.
We're on the Bees.
Yes!
And then the last game, Kings are big doggies.
Yeah, don't love this one. Probably going to lay off this one again. I mean, I'm leaning Edmonton because of the way the first game went. And it's probably going to have to be Edmonton 60-minute money line to get any value on it. But I just...
It's Kings, parlay. Man. It's a fucking parlay again. Bees, woo! Oilers, money line parlay, plus 108. Oilers to win the series, minus 130. Texas Hockey to win the series at plus money. We get things right tonight.
I know, but we're saying it's going to go all chalk tonight. I just don't know.
You're going to hear more of this. YouTube.com/ That's Hockey Talk tonight.
Tonight.
With Nick, Gumpy, and Rupper.
And New Jersey Devils legend Bobby Holik, two-time Stanley Cup champion.
New Jersey legend Bobby Holik.
He'll tell us
more. And Bates Battaglia.
Thank you, Nicky Skates.
Good luck, boys.
Brucey Bruce, welcome to the program. We did MLB and NBA. Quickly, any picks for you in those two respective sports?
No, honestly.
Okay.
Bringing a lot.
Nothing in the association.
Bringing a lot to the program today.
Well, we will finish then, Bruce.
Nothing in the association.
You don't have one NBA bet?
We will finish then, Bruce.
Come on. You have an NBA bet.
With the Zurich Classic.
Hell yeah.
The team event. So it's a weird betting situation for Goff.
It's not that. So
no, it's not.
So on the surface, I was not excited, and then I started doing the digging.
Yeah.
And I recalled what's been going on the last couple of years here at the Zurich, and I got fired up. Cantley and Shoffley are the well-deserving plus 300 favorite. They are terrific together. Yes. They complement each other very well. They're talking about what kind of shots they like hit here. Yeah. They're both very good.
Very good.
They are plus 300 favorites. That's pretty short.
Yeah, that's crazy. really. And even in the face of Morikawa and Homa, like, you would look at kind of the recency and be like, those two are the heavy favorites. But
yeah,
that's not always how partner golf plays. And that's what leads me to my pick and why I think this is the easiest handicap of the year.
Hell yeah.
I am absolutely hammering Billy Horschel and Sam Burns at 13-1 to win this thing. Sam Burns obviously is coming off winning the Dell match play a little bit ago. And, you know, if you're having success over at the match play, the Zurich is basically just more chill that.
These two have come in second and fourth, respectively.
Yes, they are.
In the last 2 years. I believe 4 years ago, Billy Ho won with, I can't remember who it is, but Billy Ho likes the event as well.
Yeah, Billy Ho is a dog in this event, and fuck it, he's a dog in the Dell match play,
hell
too.
Hell yeah.
And Sam Burns is only improving. That's kind of the best part about this, because like the first time they did this, they were like fucking 30-1, and it's like, oh, Sam Burns is the rookie. Now that he's coming into himself a bit, obviously you're not really looking for Billy Ho to improve, more just be steady Eddie. I absolutely love them to get the job done.
Okay. I have four top 20s that I put in, and I also parlayed these top 20s. Horschel and Burns. I agree with you there, Brucey Bruce.
Hell yeah.
Clark and Bo Hostler. Top 20 for them. The Kims are playing together. Top 20 for them.
That's fucking awesome.
And DeGala and Sue, who Bruce...
No, I don't hate it. I don't hate it
at all. Top 20 for those four teams, and I parlayed them together. If they all get top 20, it's plus 832. That's what we got for...
You do have to look out for the double Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't even remember the other first Patrick's first name.
Well, this is like when Brooks would play with his fucking brother in this event. Chase. Yeah.
That was kind of like get a partner.
We talked to Torjunkers earlier today. They're not a big fan of this event. We either speak to them next week, or the Wells Fargo is another elevated event the week after that. So we'll see how that's going.
Oh, yeah. Down the board, too. Like, fucking Hoag English and Joel Dahman and
it's Denny all out fucking there.
McCarthy. Those guys could probably win
this. It's an exciting event that we will keep track of. There's some stuff going on in the office.
Is Ja Morant playing?
We don't know yet.
No idea. Game time decision.
What'd you pick there?
We are kind of a three of us team dribble on the Lakers right now.
Are you dribbling?
Are you Grizz?
I would certainly lean to the Grizz.
Okay, so we're not
really.
You're
not in our layup line. Okay.
I mean they aren't quite the Warriors on the road, but they're one game below 500 on the road. The Lakers.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Different team though, dude.
Yeah, no, I agree.
True. They got.
I'm full Lakers mark tonight.
Let's go. Yes, all Lakers marks tonight.
Yes,
stuff going on in the office, so no picks Thursday, but we'll be back for picks Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tweet. I promise you we'll tweet our picks more.
I'll tweet on NBA.
That's a promise from me to you.
Wow, Tony.
Yes.
Are you guys taking Brito in the Yanks?
Yeah, Gumpers. I'm on Burrito.
Didn't he get smacked like a baby last
time? He did, but the last two starts before that were fine.
Fuck.
You getting plus a half out there on the Astros?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're back on the shows.
Hell yeah.
He is, yeah.
Respect. Bummed I was late. That stunk.
Tough scene.
No, it's all good.
Missed a good intro for Nikki Skates.
Well, who done it?
Everybody. Everyone kind of did it. Well, you can watch it back. We'll be back Friday.
Hold the phone.
What? Footy. Sorry. Fuck. It's on me.
Fucking Europa League.
Sorry.
Dude.
Come on.
It's always been this big.
Juventus double chance at Sporting. Leverkusen moneyline. And fucking Roma does it this week. Moneyline at home against Feyenoord.
Okay. Back Friday. Picks Friday.
Hell yeah.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Da. Da. Ah.